Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste and welcome to Sri and Kira Live. I am Sri Ramka.
And I am Kira Ra, and we are so excited to be with you today. It is yet another moment of extraordinary expansion. And welcome, beloved ones, whether it's your first time catching us live, whether it's your first time or not, we are so happy you are here. And Sri, where are we broadcasting today? I know we're at a lot of stations today.
We are at the YouTube of official Sri and Kira station, and you'll find it there broadcasting right now.
Hey, YouTube.
And of course, you can catch us live at Oneness Talk Radio on the homepage. Just scroll down to the bottom to the video player and click on it and click on the audio and you'll be good to go. Also, Facebook,
yeah.
Oneness Talk Radio Facebook. And of course, we are live on the audio waves at BBS Radio.
Hey, BBS.
And the affiliates as well as Oneness Talk Radio. So my goodness, pick one and go with it.
Yeah, and thank you for being here, including all of our affiliates. We are very grateful to be with you right now. And of course, as I'm watching the phone board fill up, you can grab into the phone board right now. This is the time to call in. Get into the queue now. 517-208-1500. Remember, it's 517-208-1500. And Sri, I need to make sure I unmuted that call board, and I did not.
There you go.
And there I go. Okay.
Now and you can hear us.
Now you guys can hear us while you're in the call board listening to the show. So welcome, welcome, welcome. So let's dive right into where we're at. And I think, Sri, we should really maybe kind of do like a little capsule of what's been going on over the weekend,
absolutely.
You know, because we're kind of like end of last week, but beginning of this week. Doesn't it kind of feel like we're still kind of in that bridgey moment?
Well, it does because, you know, August gave us such momentum.
Yeah, exactly, right?
And as we come into September and we're in the early stages of September still, what we are doing is we're using the choices of August, the clarity that came through from making choices and witnessing that into this moment of awareness.
Yeah.
And in this moment of awareness, we might become aware of things that or energies that would have a calling one direction or another. And so this is truly the month to lean into your wisdom as the bridge.
And as you do, I love that Sri is starting with that, right? Because September is really the month of bridges, okay? Where we have that third to fifth dimensional bridge, which we're going to talk about, fifth to seventh, and this rare seventh to ninth experience that we started talking about yesterday, and we will talk a little bit more about today. However, the greater question is, why is all this showing up? Well, as we shared starting last week on my show Soul Mirrors on Thursday nights, we are now in a moment where we have been given the opportunity to recognize, and I'm saying it slowly because I really want you to pay attention to this, an opportunity to recognize that we have been living within our own set of, let's just say, expanded boundaries. Because I'm having a challenge. There's some other words that you could apply to this that don't really work. And so I'm really, yeah, I am. I'm challenged to find
the filter.
Because what I'm trying, let me just describe what I'm trying to share. And then maybe you guys can tell me what I'm saying, right? You can put that into the YouTube chat or at onenesstalkradio.com where everybody else is chatting as well. And what I'm saying is this. This vision that was very, very clearly presented as part of the September revelations and the energies that were coming forward, and we're going to talk a little bit more about the cycles. You guys have probably seen this if you've watched our show a few times. So as we are in these cycles right now, I was sharing it with Sri. It's like imagine yourself in this beautiful cloak, okay? And you're out in this beautiful forest, and yeah, it's nighttime. And that's how they showed it to me, only I'm saying it was nighttime, but really my experience of it was very maroon. Everything was kind of like a violety, maroony color, kind of purpley overtone. Anyway, the winds started getting really, really, really big. And I realized that it was this wisdom that was like calling at me and trying to get my attention, that no matter what I did with the cloak, this wind was saying, sorry, you know, too powerful. We're going to blow this cloak off. So when I finally looked to where the wind was coming from and where it was trying to get my attention, I was shocked because what I was staring at was what I thought was the horizon. And what was happening at the horizon is that there was this very small little space that was flapping like the wind had it and was flapping it. And then I realized how much light was pouring in. And it was in that moment that there was what I felt like a very power-filled this. And this is why we made this graphic, this expansion, this torch of light. And the recognition that we have all been living with our own cloak of invisibility. Now, I want you to really take that in because they were also calling it the dome. So what was being shared was that there is that cloak that I was talking about that we all wear. And even though we think we're not, it's there in one form or another until we really say yes to who we are. And so that cloak of invisibility was getting blown by the wind at the end of August. So how has your past week been, right? But then what's happening is the awareness that Sri just so eloquently described, because that awareness is what the flap is. It's saying, pay attention, pay attention. You're living in your own self-imposed exile. You're living in your own dome of invisibility. And now that you've seen it in this month of awareness, what are you going to do with it? And how are you going to live like that? And that's what this show is about today, is have you seen it? And these two cloaks and how they are opening up September and what that's going to mean on a lot of levels, especially coming right up September 10th, September 20th. And September 30th. So big show today. Lots going on.
Well, yeah, because you just revealed that there are some cycles within this cycle right now.
Yeah.
I want to stay with the cloak for a minute.
Please.
Because, you know, everybody...
I'll drink my Ganoderma coffee.
Yeah. Everybody has their own perceptual filters, and this has a lot to do with your belief systems. Mm-hmm. And we don't get to consciously choose our filters. They sort of present themselves, and then we can consciously choose to unfilter. But what happens is the filters arise subconsciously based upon traumas, based upon whatever culture you identified with,
yeah.
whatever family, religion, et cetera.
Yeah.
So that whole identity thing set into place your cloaks. Those are the beliefs that would inhibit you from seeing fully, because we always see what confirms our beliefs until it's just so blatantly
And I
obvious.
Have to jump in because, yes, that's the personal cloak.
Yes, that's the personal cloak.
But the key, so you see that? And that is so eloquently put together. So let's stay there right now because Sri is really on this, right? So how have we developed this personal cloak? Right? And you notice if you even hold your hands like this, what does it feel like? It feels like a hood, doesn't it? You can feel the energy. You can actually attune to it and begin to lift it because this is an energetic experience that we are using words of this realm to describe, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what is the energetic experience? The energetic experience is like a helmet. And that's why we call it a cloak. And what is so truly exquisite about this moment of divine awareness and sincerely exquisite about this September harvest moment as we are moving in toward this equinox as well, so much happening. But what is so truly exquisite is that we are all, every single being on the planet is being gifted with this opportunity to really see beyond the cloak. Now, that doesn't mean that you might not want to, right? Not everybody wants to see outside the cloak. So for those who want to, and I'm kind of tongue-tied in how to say this properly, but for those who want to see the cloak, they want to keep it on, it's going to be a harder ride because they're going to have to work really hard not to see. So that means those who don't want to see are going to work really hard not to see. And that includes implementation of 5G. And Sri and I are starting to talk about this a lot because we've been given a lot of information by the divine directors. So please look for the little movie we're putting out on this. The only thing I'll share about that right now is that Yeah, it is something that you're going to need to pay attention to. And how wonderful it's calling us to mastery.
Absolutely. And so the cloak then also has this spiritual component.
Exactly.
And, you know, you think about it for a second. If you meaning the egoic personality that says, I was born here and I have this name, and if that you is afraid of its spiritual energy, the soul's force, then what does it do? It tries to shield that as well. Now, this is part and parcel with the belief systems, but it's also about self-love and self-empowerment. As I relax into, I trust myself, I love myself, then the soul can shine through more easily than if I'm uncertain about myself. I don't know if I'm good enough. Well, then let's not show anything, you know? And so you can see how the emotional pieces or slightly actually interface with the spiritual piece, because the spiritual piece is, okay, it's time, I'm here, I am seen, I accept that which I am, and I offer this, whatever your passion is, versus I'm still working on it. That's the role of the ego that says I need more training or more permission.
So I want to underline what you just said really quickly, because the ego is also what will say there is no dome. There is no cloak.
Yep.
And until your ego can trust you enough, and Sri just gave you the secret to that, self-love. So when we love ourselves enough, then the ego can start trusting you. And so it really is a very fascinating dance, isn't it? So when we can relax the ego enough, that's when we even realize we're wearing the cloak. See, that's the gift of divine awareness, and that is the rich moment that has come forward right now. And Sri, can we jump to the 2019? I think we have it, don't we? The 2019, here it is. Okay, so if you're watching us, what you're seeing right now is 2019 is currently the year of divine awareness. And this is defined as a lotus year because it's a year of literally coming up out of that which would seek to keep you hidden. And look how this year has progressed. Look how that energy has come forward. And so here we are in September, and September is literally the bridge between that second cycle within the cycle, the August 15 through November 5th moment. Well, what else happens during this cycle? Mercury retrograde. So this is why this month is so profound, because in a year of divine awareness, it is a very, very expanded month of awareness as well. So consider the fact that this is the double cloak, right? The double cloak is very much about having the personal cloak and the dome of invisibility. So if we can allow ourselves to say yes to who we really are without hesitation, and I'm losing my breath talking about this, I think I'm feeling a lot of you, and I do want to just take a second and say, Sri and I get this is a wild ride. We get this is a phenomenal conversation. However, if you look at the graphic right here behind Sri and I, it's this representation of holding your torch. It would be as if it was you holding your torch, your light, your torch of light, and literally leaning into it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're staring at here. It's saying, lean into me and I will show you creation. And it's saying, and if you choose to wield me, then I will assist you. And if you choose to ignore me, then I will patiently be here for when you remember me. That's September. And so everybody's involved and everyone is in a moment of being asked to accept the illuminated presence of their divine mastery in ways that have not been ever really experienced before. And this is why this invisibility energy is extremely, you know, I just wish I could be up somewhere screaming this, saying, hey, you know, pay attention, because this invisibility energy is around everyone. So I want you to really hear that. So breathe that in. Everyone. There isn't any being on this planet. No one is without this. Okay. This is sincerely a collective experience of density. So if everyone is under the same illusionary invisibility of their divine mastery, then everyone can be manipulated. And so this is the Kali Yuga breath, right? Remember what was August? Kali Ma, right? And so did we take advantage of what Kali Ma had to offer us in August, or did we not, right? Either way, it doesn't matter in the end, because we're all creating constantly. So whatever we take or not will manifest. What we're offering you in this moment is something that you can manifest right now into this now moment. And that will actually move forward things for you very fastly and very easily. Does that make sense, Sri?
Makes sense to me.
Okay.
Here's the catch.
There is a catch.
Are you willing to say yes to the acceleration?
Because of yourself. Remember, yes. This is all within you. This is you we're talking about.
Because you've already said yes in a most general sense. You're participating in this broadcast.
Right.
You're trusting your spiritual life to further expand and inspire and lead and guide and give you that which you yearn to be part of. And that is the nature of the spiritual path indeed. And we must keep saying yes if you want to re-up or expand. To say yes to removal of the cloak means it might at first be a little chilly.
Oh, trust me, it is. Lost Books of the Essene, Lesson 5.
and just know that you're among family.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
This is one of the other things, Lost Books of the Essene chapter or book 5,
uh-huh.
which says, when the lion steps out of the woods, you will be met with those who are afraid of you. You will be
You're a lion, right? Of course they will be.
You're going to be met with those that would want to put you back or shut you down, and you're going to be met with those who say, welcome.
Exactly.
Be with us.
Mm-hmm. We've been waiting. And so I want to share, Sri, that just one bit of fun news on our manifested journey of September and through the choices we made in August. And as I had just shared with you, and as Sri and I have been experiencing, we are all 100% walking through this cloaked, domed moment. And therefore, if we are aware of our awareness, which we have been literally energetically supported to do this month has three distinct cycles. There is September 10th, there is September 20th, and there is September 30th. Now, we are in the first cycle, right? We are going to culminate the first cycle, which then begins the second cycle on the 10th. That is this Tuesday. And so this is a moment of really bringing a lot of different pieces together. So if you have been looking at something, if you have been trying to put something together, if you have been waiting for something to happen, one way or another, the 10th is going to focus you for the rest of the month. So the 10th is going to be like the monument moment of this month as far as, okay, let's all pay attention to what's going on right now energetically. The next moment is the 20th. And I almost lose my breath when I think about the 20th. That's going to be the second cycle. Because remember, it's going in the same cycle of the Trinity that all of our energies go in, which it's always awareness, experience, choice. That's how energy floats when we are creating, right? It's through the awareness, experience, choice, and that's how we keep constantly evolving. So this first mini cycle, as you were just talking about in September, was a triple awareness moment. And that's not done yet. So what's really showing up in your life? What are you paying attention to? And if you are saying yes to taking off that cloak, because it's just that easy. I mean, literally, for as challenging as it's been to keep there for you, it's literally as simple as saying, you know what? Yes, I am done with this. And when you say, yes, I am done with this, that's when you can turn and see that dome and walk over and literally open the door. And that's September. And that's going to be, so we have this awareness, this triple awareness, right? Year of awareness and awareness month, first segment awareness building. Then the 10th to the 20th is going to be the experience. So between the 10th and the 20th, it's going to be a phenomenal period of creative manifestation, things coming together, everything finally making sense, you know, that type of thing. And of course, as we all know, everything I'm saying on the ascended side, the polar of that will be playing out on the density side, okay? And we just choose in this broadcast to focus on those of us who are coming together as community. This is where we want to focus. And thank you for being here. and then of course, the 20th through the 30th will be another choice moment. So it's going to be a big one.
It is a big one. And there's a potential for a lot of chaotic stuff coming up, 10th to 20th especially, and action-reaction kind of events that may be uncomfortable for many.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I want to remind you, when Kira said, well, it's just as simple as take it off the cloak. When do we finally just step up and say now? When do we do that? It doesn't take anything other than the firm 100% commitment now. And so would we say, density or our habits are like that dance instructor. You're holding the hands and the dance instructor is leading you into the rhythm and flow of whatever the dance step is. And all of a sudden you go, I don't want this anymore. I'm complete with this. What do? Let go and say, now I step away or I step up. I step into my higher authenticity. And then that dance instructor is just there waiting for the next person to show up and follow their lead.
That is so true. That is so well said.
So, beloved ones, you have the power. You have the authority. You have the dominion to just say, enough.
Enough.
No, I don't need pain anymore. Enough.
Right?
And I just step up. I choose to be seen because I'm worthy of your love.
And that is not ego. See, oftentimes the ego gets a really bad rap on a lot of things. And the ego is rightfully earned some of that rap. However, to love ourselves enough to say, I matter, is absolutely of your divine self. That's a divine energy. Mm-hmm. That is the moment where you step forward in service. And so it actually, Sri, brings me back to a very beautiful manifestation we want to share with all of you. Those of you that have our app, Mastery Mentorship with Sri and Kira, and I pray you all have it. It's free. Know about this. We were sharing it with all of you on Saturday, and thank you for the emails that have been flooding in ever since we've been sharing it all weekend long. I want to take a quick moment, though, Sri, because, hey, is he rocking this, right? This is exactly what Anthony said. So they're loving the shirt. Sri, show them the rest. Wait, guys. Check this out. This is a handmade batik, and the back is even better.
Isn't it great?
Well, I was sharing in the chat. I kind of like told on Sri. I bought this shirt for him a year ago. I kid you not. And I'd be like, Sri, wear the shirt. No. So I let it go. Don't you guys just love in the energy of removing the cloak? Have you ever seen anything like this on my husband before? That in this energy, on his own, he surprised me today and came in with this shirt on and about knocked me over. I was like, whoa, baby, I need a fan.
it is one example of the classic question, if not now, when?
When, right? Right?
If not now, when?
Yeah.
What are you waiting for?
Well, and the other thing that I want to share, because it also, it's a story, I don't know if we shared it on the air during the show or the Miracle Team yesterday, but I wanted my headpiece. And since people are asking about it, so I'm going to let you zoom in on it here. Okay, so let's see. There we are.
That's a good picture.
Okay, guys, what this is a one-of-a-kind, pure, crystalline clear Moldavite. It has been cut into an eye. And I'm going to turn my head so that you can see the full depth of the eye. Sri, tell me when it's looking.
Perfect.
Is that it? Okay,
yeah.
So you guys see how deep it is. And then, of course, I was guided to have it set in just a simple circle of 18 karat gold. And then this is the same final setting that the Shiva eye headpieces are made with, because it was very, very important to do that. Now, thank you for all of you that are enjoying and offering me comments about it. I'm very honored and grateful, and thank you. And the reason I'm wearing it is because it's part of my lifting my cloak. This actually, the Moldavite was given to me when Sri and I were at Terra Nostra in Uruguay. So another reason why we had to go there, along with the cosmic eye that came in, this eye came in, Shiva eyes came in. There was a lot of openings of eyes at Terra Nostra, Uruguay.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of opening of eyes on every level. And then I never did anything with it. And then an opportunity came for me to personally carry it to India because I didn't want to trust it to just anybody because it's a one-of-a-kind, very highly energetic piece. And so I hand-carried it to India and gave it to my dear friends and said, could you please do this for me? And they did. And I wore it, I loved it, and then I put it away. Well, here's what happened. I have been trying to put this on since the June lineage holders. I tried to wear it for June. I tried to wear it for July. I tried to wear it for August. And I could not find it. And I would look. I mean, I would ardently look. And I could not find it. Well, it was 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. It was 2 days ago. My husband had misplaced his wedding ring.
I want to interject.
Yeah.
I have two wedding rings.
Right. He does have two. That's actually, you have three.
Yeah.
No, you have three.
Here's what happened. Yeah. Is our original wedding rings were wonderful and honoring and appropriate at the time we were able to put that together. But very recently, I took one of those two, had it melted and put into a much more fabulous ring that represents the fabulous union more clearly and has lotuses on the wedding ring.
That's the one he wears now.
So this is my own little aha moment.
Uh-huh.
So the predecessor ring has been outgrown.
And so here's what did happen.
The bigger one.
Don't we love this? So here, and look, check this out. So this ring, which was made by our friends in India, it's also one of a kind. It's lotuses that represent our eternal love. And then we have the ohms on either side and the diamond in the middle. Yeah. So go ahead.
So this is
really
also,
revelatory, guys,
yeah,
for us.
It's just
anyway.
A personal little sharing.
Yeah.
You know, just like you stand up and say, I am. I'm here. Okay. If not now, when? Well, this ring was created with great love and is a fabulous, wonderful ring celebrating our union. And I didn't wear it regularly.
Rarely.
It felt a little ostentatious
Rarely.
To me, or a little big. And now when I realized...
No, it felt heavy.
When the other one was misplaced and I said, well, I must have my ring on, I realized this is my ring.
Exactly.
And I must have my ring on. So I've been wearing this one. I'm putting on the new shirt. Something has shifted in the tree.
In all of us, right? And so, guys, the reason I want you to hear the rest of the story is... So Rosa, our beloved, blessed one of our staff here, who's amazing at finding things. When we lose things, it's like, where's Rosa? So Rosa spent the whole day, and she never found his ring.
Oh, it went.
It's gone. But this just happened to be sitting on my dresser. And she said nothing to me. And I had to laugh and laugh and laugh because I have been trying to wear this for a long time now. And this is a star consciousness activator. And when I first received it, I'm just doing this. You guys can enjoy it again. And so you can see the extraordinary depth. Tell me when to stop, Sri.
There it is.
Okay.
It's very clear. Very,
yeah.
Very potent.
It's incredible. And so I'm going to be offering attunements for the very first time at the Cosmic Portal opening in Ingapurka, the only goddess temple ever built in the Incan world, which I love. That happens to be where we are. And for the first time, this Cosmic Origins group will be receiving attunements from this piece. Because when this piece did return to me, it was very clear, Sri and I got downloaded very, very quickly, that this piece was available to offer to others that which it is here carrying. And for whatever reason, I wasn't ready to do it. So thank all of you for calling out in me my own cloak, my own dome of invisibility, because I'm stepping out. And if you think you've seen Sri and Kara before, get ready.
And so, beloved ones, we are in September, and we're in that first trimester, so to speak.
Yeah, it really is 10th, building, 20th, and 30th this month.
And the building of your awareness,
yes.
The building of your, and what comes with your awareness, a commitment to stay aware.
Well, then I have to show them our commitment. Let's can we go to the tennis skull?
Yeah. I only
okay,
got one
guys.
Photo
so,
up to,
so we want to just show you this because check it out. Hey, what is this? You want to tell them what it is?
Well, it's under construction. That's what
right,
it is.
Right, it is. But this was just taken Friday. So this is the most recent construction.
This is a large, what so many people would call a lodge or a sweat lodge or a temescal. It honors all those traditions, a Mayan sauna. And we chose to build it out of adobe. This is not standard brick. This is actually adobe mud brick. And we're going to plaster the outside. But at any rate, it is a balance between the yin and the yang. It's at Tosa Blue Mountain. There is a portal of energy right where it was located. And we're celebrating that this manifestation has come forward to support those who wish to go deeper.
And this was part of our August choice, was that we really were shown very clearly there's been a lot of energy happening with the Divine Directors. There's a lot of new energy and information coming in. And I encourage you, get our app, Spiritual Mastery with Sri and Kira, Android or Apple. Grab it. Download it. It's free. Get in the Mastery Mentorship Program. There is a lot coming through. We are at a deeply beautiful, momentous moment. And in September, the one thing to remember is that all the bridges have been opened, and there's no toll, you know? So when you've got...
Or troll.
Right, exactly. So when you've got like this supersonic dimensional highway that's just saying, okay, hi, September, we're open, the key is your awareness is what will keep you focused moving forward. Remember, there is this strong, strong manipulative pull coming in that third, fourth dimensional ceiling. And guys, I'm looking at a lot of things out there that are, use your discretion. Spiritual discretion, spiritual discernment is rich in this moment. And what does that mean? It means that when the classroom of discernment is filled with options, it's because you're being invited to pay attention. And the best truth detector is right here, right? One of the first things, Sacred Union, The Journey Home, our first book, please read it. Archangel Zadkiel, the greatest truth detector is right inside of you. You know, you have a sixth sense, you have an energy. You connect with someone, you feel good. You hang up with someone, you feel bad. You meet with someone, or you listen to something and it's disturbing your sleep. If you are out of balance with your divine harmony, then you will cycle your mind into the planetary thought body. This is why, here, Sri and I are both going to do this for a minute. This is why it's the moment of holding your torch and of leaning into it. You see, that's her beautiful face there and like a blue jeweled. It's about lean into who you are. Lean in. What happens if you really do have all the support and love and co-creative capacity that you've kind of thought you had? Well, what if you really said yes to that? That's the moment of September right now. Yeah.
Beautiful. Why don't we take a peek at the
call board.
See, we got people standing by.
Let's do it. All right, my angel, I'm going to let you be the master of the board. Sri is the master of the board. There we go, my love.
Okay, let's take a look here. My goodness, we've got people from all over the place here.
I'm just feeling everybody. Great.
How about we head to British Columbia?
We can do that.
Say hello.
Hi, British Columbia. Namaste.
Well, sorry, hang on. This thing is not quite right.
Okay.
There we go.
My eyes are closed. I don't know.
Al, you're unmuted. Say hello.
Namaste.
Hi.
Hi, this is Yvonne. I'm in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Hi. We love Vancouver.
I'm so happy to be with you. Yes.
Thank you. We're happy to be with you, too.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I have had a huge ride.
I bet.
And I've been tested very, very severely. Mm. And I'm recovering, and one of the things that I, this show is so for me right now. Anyway, I think I was hiding and lying, and I got drug out of the ditch by getting scammed really bad.
Oh, baby.
And now I'm picking up the pieces after a big injury. And I'm doing navigating the inner matrix.
Yes.
And I'm following you. And today I need a mini soul reading because I really am working really hard.
Yes,
and
you are.
I need to have a little reassurance.
Well, first and foremost, my love, you're the first caller. I mean, you should see this call board, okay? I mean, it's not like we said, let's go to Yvonne. This call board has two, it's like there's at least 150 lines. So, you know, and that's number one. Number one is that you got your, and you're number one, right? So there's a reason there. The other reason is, it's interesting. I just want to give a bow and an honor to you and to everyone that I've been doing readings with on a personal basis lately. They're all for both of us. So as you were sharing, I kid you not, I felt like Saint Germain, like doing this, going, tell her, tell her. And so here's what I first have to tell you, all right? My fourth marriage, right, which, you know, was my, you know, novella, right? Well, what you need to know is that my fourth marriage ended with an FBI agent at my door telling me that I had been my husband's cover for 7 years as I was holding a six-week baby in my arms. And I was told that my bank accounts had been emptied, that they were taking my car, and that someone had sold my house and showed up with their contract to own my house, that every dime I had put into was there. And I had a 12-year-old daughter and a six-week-old daughter. And so I want you to know that I know what it's like to be scammed. I really know. And what I can share with you from that deep knowing, before we even go into the personal soul reading, although they're saying that I needed to share that story, and so that's why you had to go and have that now, is that what got me what got me through that was, in that moment, I literally did lose everything. And I mean everything. And you know why? Because I wasn't me. And because of that moment, and because of losing everything, I wound up in that metaphysical store in Cherry Creek, Denver, and the rest, as they say, is where we are now. And so what I know you are going through is the purging of whatever remnant of self-doubt you had. You can say, thank you. Thank you. You know, to this day, I thank Stephen, my fourth husband. I really do, because without him, I would not be. And so he played his role perfectly. And whatever journey is going on around any of us, and especially you right now, Yvonne, you're ready to say, I am here, I am ready, I am open. Here's my torch. And so that's why you got through today, because in many ways, you're already on the other side. Now, don't hold back the truth of who you are and stop doubting any remnant of you. I've had the gift of personally meeting you. I know how amazing you are. Go for it. It's your time.
Oh my gosh. Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you, my angel.
Yes.
Much love.
My torch is high and bright.
Yes, it is. Woo-hoo-hoo. Mwah. Namaste, my angel.
Yeah. Well, excuse me.
Yeah. There we are. Okay.
Yeah, we're working with the software here.
We have a new call board kind of situation.
All right.
All right, my love. Where are we going? Take me into another world of amazing experience.
Well, you want to go to New Mexico?
We can go to New Mexico. Namaste, New Mexico. Hi.
Or not.
Okay, we'll come back later. Take me somewhere else.
Right.
It was good to touch New Mexico.
Sri
and I, you know, we started our journey. We had a beautiful Tosa Ranch, our first home together in New Mexico. So big fond memories there.
Well, I'll tell you what then. Let's take a look here. Why don't we head to California?
We can do California. Namaste, California. Hi.
Hello.
Namaste, sweetheart.
Welcome.
Namaste. I don't know why I can't hear you.
Because we're just waiting to hear your beautiful voice. How can we serve you today, my love?
maybe a mini soul reading. It's been tough.
I feel it, sweetheart. So, you know, the first thing I want to share with you is I just want you to feel me holding you right now, because you just need somebody to hold you right now. And so I'm right here. I'm right here. And you know what? You're holding a lot of other people. You are holding so many others. And as I'm holding you, and as these others are holding us, I'm seeing all of these angels, and my crown chakra is opening. And this beautiful Christo, this the most beautiful Cristo I've ever seen, in this crystalline energy, very golden light and crystalline. And it is spinning around you and pouring upon you and saying, my beloved sister, all is truly well when you remember we are always here. And they're saying this is a very temporary moment, and it is simply the reminder that you must put yourself first. And when you do that, the rest of this will all resolve. I want you to feel I've got my hands on both sides of your heart, because your heart right now has wings, but they're not broken. They're just healing. They're just learning how to fly. They're almost like afraid. And so I'm just saying hello to your wings and saying, you know what, heart? You deserve to be free. You deserve to fly, and you deserve to be filled with divine joy. Thank you for the blessing of connecting with us today, my love. You are an extraordinary gift to the planet, and I'm so glad you're here.
Much love, dear.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. I love you, honey. I love you.
Oh, much love indeed. Let's all take a breath.
And ignite our heart wings. Seriously, guys, notice what you're feeling right here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful. You know, that type of deep commitment and love is the gift that we can give each other. Mm-hmm. That we can give ourselves. And I Shri, it brings me to, as we were just sharing with our beautiful caller, so the other really exciting announcement that Shri and I would like to share with you, other than our extraordinary Temescal is going to be christened with the Cosmic Origins Group 2 weeks from now. One of our passions, one of our passionate actions, and what the Mastery Mentorship does is Shri and I have been working with Indigenous projects worldwide for 15 years now. And those of you that know us know that we became a lifeboat for an entire village in Guatemala. We were doing a lot of humanitarian aid work. We do some humanitarian aid work over in India through malasforascension.com, Shiva Ham. But here in Ecuador, we had not really found yet what to do, aside from Shri and I are the only non-Indigenous people living in our Indigenous, meeting non-Indigenous of Ecuador, living in this valley. And so our little village here, we always hire there first, you know, and we always have lots of little projects. We try to employ as many people as we can, especially when it's around the holiday and we know somebody needs money for Christmas gifts and they're too proud to ask. We'll make sure they come work for a couple days and plant some flowers or do something. And so that's what the Mastery Mentorship team does. Well, this has gone to a whole new level, and it's so exciting.
You know,
ready?
Yeah, it's
drum
important.
Roll.
Because we're very much involved with caring for the circle that surrounds us, and that circle gets ever wider. It's the whole planet, but caring for your immediate vicinity, what you can lay eyes on to be mindful of.
Passionate action.
And having a passion for holistic healing and encouraging people to trust their bodies, trust their souls. We have been gifted with an opportunity to expand that in the form of a free clinic.
We are so excited. So we'll just cut to the chase and let's show you. Okay, this cute, adorable little clinic is literally across our driveway, across the street here at Tosa Blue Mountain. As a matter of fact, you can even see the Save End Day sign there. It is now a part of Tosa Blue Mountain.
Mm-hmm. And this is a little casita that is by the river. It has a wonderful energy. You know, when you look...
That's
the
not it.
Problem I was having with
Uh-oh.
That.
Uh-oh. Okay, well, we tried to show you the river. that's a different river.
Yeah, it was not accepting renames.
Yeah, anyway
long and short of it is, as you might guess by staring at this picture, you'll see all the pine trees.
Yeah.
And right below, in the backyard is a wonderful river.
It's incredible river.
And that river provides a flowing energy, and it brings us to the recognition that with the Temescal connecting us to the fire energy, and of course Mother Earth is here, we have the sky and the water is now all part and parcel of the experience of being here.
It takes my breath away. It really takes my breath away, because it's such a beautiful recognition that we literally are living here. I mean, we're broadcasting to you from the middle of the Andes Mountains. And so when you're here, you really feel like you're touching heaven, like that ether, that sky.
The sky is and closer.
So now this behind us, I've been joking lately with people that I feel like Tosa Blue Mountain is becoming ground zero. I feel like that for the crystalline rays of light, there need to start being these little ground zero spaces around the planet that are really carrying and capturing Mother Gaia high frequency. We are very blessed to now literally be able to protect as custodians from the Andes Mountains down to the river. I mean, it's crazy, amazing. And of course, this river does eventually wind up in the Amazon. So it's really quite magical. And so
this is a manifestation.
This is a huge manifestation. Yeah. And how this happened is because of a collective vision. And we're going to very quickly just share, and then we're going to go back to the phone lines. But last week, 2 weeks ago now, time goes so quickly. Oh, my goodness gracious. In August, during the whole August experience that was happening, we were very, very blessed that Jim from Epoch Lasers, and it's epochlasers.com for all of you that keep writing me, came down with his units, and because he knew that Sri and I were needing some attention. A lot of you know what Sri has gone through over the past year and the kind of support that he needed. Well, very long story short, 48 hours before he touched down in Ecuador, the divine director showed me this entire thing, and I wrote it all down. And I wasn't even going to talk to Sri about it, that we had to buy the house across the street. It had to be the clinic. It had to happen this way, blah, blah, blah. Jim shows up, and Jim starts talking about his vision of a free clinic. So I went and pulled out the divine directors from 48 hours before and read it, because it also included our dear friends Silvana and Patrick. And if you don't know who Silvana is, go watch my current episode of Soul Mirrors and you will find out who Silvana Spano is. And so long story short, we are in the middle of making this clinic a real thing. We are going to be opening up a free clinic for all of our indigenous neighbors in this area. We have already started working here at Tosa Blue Mountain even before the clinic's open, and it's just part of letting go of pain. So I want to just put one thing together here, and then I'll sit tight. But I think it's important for all of us to pay attention to this in this month of divine awareness. As we are all being invited to really ignite that torch, I mean, become one with that torch and illuminate ourselves, we are also opening the bridges between the third and the ninth dimension in conscious awareness. And through that conscious awareness, what are you going to choose to experience next month and really for about the next almost 10 years? This month has the 10-10-10. This is a 10-year initiate. And so it's a very, very big month. So why not look at it and say, okay, why not have some fun? Why not? Why not wear the shirt you've not worn for a year? Why not find something you've been trying to find? Why not open up your free clinic in that version? Because the more that we can say yes to our service to humanity, the greater we can anchor in other frequencies. And there's always a balance. Otherwise, you wouldn't be anchoring, right? So yeah. It's a blessed moment.
Yeah, yeah, and we feel so grateful and honored that we're able to focus energy in that way, to that more people can relax and trust their divine nature.
Yeah.
And that brings healing.
All the time for all of us. So Sri, let's go back to the call board, please.
Well, okay.
And all these people, oh my goodness gracious. All right, we're going to where is that? Michigan? Is that Michigan?
Looks like Michigan.
Okay, namaste, Michigan. Hi.
Hello.
There yeah,
you are.
Hi, namaste.
Oh, I can't believe I'm on here. Sri and Kara, Tether, I've been in Ecuador for the last cosmic event.
No way.
Oh, hi,
hey, Heather. Namaste. Wow.
Hey,
how wonderful to hear from you. Hey, what did you think? Are you watching us or listening? Did you see the Temescal?
I did see it right before I called in. It looked amazing, and I was like, oh, I wish it was there when we were there, but I'll come back and
good.
See it.
Yes.
And I am so excited about the clinic that you guys have coming. I cannot wait to come down and help with that.
Thank you. Thank you.
This month, as you said, has been a crazy, amazing journey. And I've just been continuing to try to say yes. But I have, ever since I came home from Ecuador, I had a moment where I was touching the ruins at Inca Perna, and I felt energy come into my shoulder. And ever since, it has been aching and bothering me and kind of getting in my way. And I am looking for, you know, some kind of message. I keep trying to tap in and find what the message is. But if you guys could give me any insight on that, that would be amazing.
Well, I want you to take in a deep breath and relax. You know, as you know, Inga Perka, you know, is like a cosmic egg. Right? The temple itself is the cosmic egg. It's the only goddess temple that was ever built in this entire Latin America energy. What they're saying to me, it's a group of women. It's a group of like priestesses, and there's a group of them around you. And I want to share with you that I have also been going through a very similar shoulder experience, as has Sri. And what they're saying is that you are being invited to remember, they're saying you are being invited to remember the balance of presence that you have carried in many realms, and that you're out of balance. And it's almost like you're being given this opportunity to say, okay. And they're showing me, and they're like doing this. They're like, it's like they're holding up something and they're saying, look at all of this. And they're saying that for you to really release that which is holding you in this back, it's literally holding you back. I mean, I get how much this is bothering you. They're saying you need three things. Number one, self-care, self-love. They're showing me massage. They're showing me hot packs. They're showing me cold packs. They're showing me hot tubs. They're saying you need to indulge you. So if you haven't been doing a lot of spa time lately, you need to indulge you. They're saying number two, talk to us. Bring your hand. Like in my case, I know I have a very specific one they're working with. And so I bring my hand and they're saying, bring your hand, hold me, take your other hand, hold me and feel what you need to feel. And they're saying the third thing is to, they're saying breathe more, dance more, like I'm seeing you outside and you're like skipping and jumping and breathing. And so they're saying, remember, it's meant to be really fun and it's going to get even better. So that's what they want you to hear. And I'm really honored to have this moment with you, Heather. We love you, honey. It was an honor to have you here, sweetheart.
Oh, thank you so much. I have to tell you that I did have a dream. And Kira, you came to me in the dream, and it was people dancing. And I said, I used to dance when I was young. And you said, well, why aren't you?
Well, then I guess you needed to hear that again.
So thank you.
Many blessings, Kira.
Thank you, sweetheart. Namaste.
Oh, my.
Yeah, so much love, so much blood. Yeah. And this is the gift. See, this is like in fifth dimension. We know that we are all coming together in a higher dimensional frequency right now because we're feeling such loving compassion. Remember that compassion is the gift of the fifth dimension. And as Sri and I have been sharing with everyone this month, please also make sure to give some special compassion out to His Holiness the Dalai Lama this month. We're just seeing some energy around him, and the more that we can all say we love you and thank you, I know that he will receive that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Truly a model of fifth dimensional compassion.
Yeah. Yeah.
His Holiness.
Yes.
Oh my. I am flying.
Yes, so am I. We're both sitting here going, we need somebody else here to work the board because you guys are so powerful. But we can do it, Sri. Do we have enough time? Okay, let's say hi to someone else. Where are we going, baby?
Well, we can try over here or over here. Well, I can't even my eyeglasses.
Oh, here's Anonymous. I love that.
Let's go to the mystery.
All right, we're going to the mystery caller.
Hi, welcome.
Hi, mystery caller.
Hi, Sri and Kira. This is Sushma. I was with you on New Year's Eve.
Yes, you were. Namaste. Welcome,
Blessing, my love.
I absolutely love both of you. And thank you. Thank you so much for everything that you do for us.
Thank you.
I've had a really tough week as well regarding my property. I'm trying to get back into it. I've had a lot of obstacles. And I just need a mini soul reading right now.
If you can, bring one hand to your heart and bring another hand to your third chakra. I'm doing the same, as is Sri. And as I'm connecting with you right now, sweetheart, I'm getting a very clear, I'm getting three, it's interesting, there's three beautiful presences that came in around you, but they're not forming a diamond or a pyramid. They're just walking like in a circle. And every time they walk, they're going, they're lifting and they're lifting and they're lifting. And they're saying that there has been an energy of confusion that has tried to misdirect your attention, and that you are receiving great support now to relieve that. And that it is important for you to really be covering, really be working with your heart and your third chakra, breathing between the two. And they're saying that they're saying rest assured, resolution is near. And they're saying that what will happen in one day will not determine the following week, and that it is important for you to remain steady and firm with that which you know is right, and to let go of judgment of the way it unfolds. But they're showing me lots of resolution energy. Now, I am getting a very strong, strong pain right on my left shoulder, kind of like the heart area as I'm connecting. And so there is a congestion, an energy congestion there that's trying to just kind of pull you back. That would be fed through fear and doubt. So keep on the positive, and you will definitely amplify this outcome in a much greater and faster, and you're going to be okay, and it will work out, I promise you. Namaste, honey. I'm so glad we connected.
Namaste. Thank you very much.
Namaste, sweetheart. Many blessings.
Oh, you
know. I know, right? I know. We're just like, wow, you guys are so amazing.
And it's such a delight each and every time that we come together in this way, because we're connecting verbally. We're also connecting non-verbally. There is an energetic that occurs when we gather together as a community of love, of authenticity. This isn't about a code of behavior. This is about a code of being. And in the code of the beingness, the behavior is always loving. Just trying to wink something there for you.
Oh, but how beautifully accurate.
And what I want to leave you with today is that who you are and what you are is worthy of trusting. Yes. The divine lives here on earth through you and as you. And as we lean into the trust of our own divinity, we allow the joy and the blessing of that which is meant to become expressed and witnessed. Expressed and witnessed. And so, beloved ones, until we get to express and be witness to you again in this way, may you breathe deeply. May you bring a hand to your heart. Mm. And may you trust that all is truly well.
Namaste. Namaste. Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.